If you are in this country, you realize that the former president, President Akufo-Addo, when he was taking his oath in office now, he taxed all of us, including you, said, you are a citizen, mm-hmm. but not spectators.
Yes.
So on that angle, I'm also doing my bit. You are supposed to also do your bit as a citizen, but not spectators. So when you go back to 2020 elections, prior to the 2020 election, let's say in the eve of the 2020 election, the EC Mameno, Mami Madam
Jean Mensah,
Adukwi Mensah.
Yes.
That is 6 December 2020. She issued a publication. She Ocho Krata Award 6 December, it's less than 7 hours to the main election. Ocho Krata, they say, oh, the people of Guam, since they are now doing their district, those people, they are not going to vote the next day, 7th December. So she issued that publication less than 7 hours or so, and some of the main elections. And the publications now issue, you know, it affected Central Kofi, Akpafu, Likpe, any Lobby. And now, Emrana, I want to Article 42, he said, every Ghanaian, every citizen of Ghana, when you are 18 years and above, you are supposed to, 18 years and above, and a sound mind has the right to vote and is entitled to be registered as a voter and supposed to vote in public and elections and referenda. So for EC Mameno, Anopa, wake up one morning at her own discretion, issue a communique telling people that you people, you are not going to vote tomorrow, was a direct breach of Article 42 of the 1992 Constitution, which guarantee every Ghanaian above 18 years to be registered and vote. So by so doing, she has breached Article 42. And Constitution also, people in authority to exercise some kind of discretion. But her discretion, who barber exercise here, your article be or Article 23, 46, any 296, you know, etrese, who barber exercises that discretion, you should do it within the confines of the law. Say, you are not going to violate anybody's fundamental human rights. Right, we are 242, a fundamental. Once I only have 18 years, you are not a bad person, you are sound. No? A fundamental. So, for you to wait and wait and wait, and even, you know, when they issue the thing, the people were not even aware. The people, all these were, they thought, okay, even if the district wasn't created by them, they were already voting in Hohwe, so they will be asked to vote in Hohwe. So that by the end of the day, they will have their vote counted, and they will also feel like they have representative in parliament. But no, they didn't do it. They waited in the middle of the night. Then you issue this thing, and in the morning, they prevented these people from voting. So for me, you know, looking at all these things and some of the things they have done, and deputies, what they have said before and what they have done, I feel, say, if nothing is done, if I'm not being a citizen and nothing is done, let it go, because 2024 election was free and fair, need to say, as you are saying. If we let this one go, maybe somebody also can. One day, Madam Mensah will not be there, and somebody will be there, and maybe this thing will happen again. It is something that we all pray that it won't happen again. For people over 4 years, they will not have representative in parliament. It is a very, very bad thing. Mm. I hope this thing that I'm doing, it will put people on their toes, and one day when they occupy that office, they won't do it again.
Mm. But yeah, the grounds to know our site and what they say me buboso. But so bit me a chibu makuma kwama. The first one, which is breach of fundamental human rights, that I believe you've explained. Breach of fundamental human rights.
So fundamental human rights in 42.
Yes.
And like you, once you are above 18 years, there's no nothing. Nobody should come and say anything, give any excuse why you shouldn't vote. Once you are above 18 and you are sound mind, a constitution, you know, like I and yeah, one guy throw to us, ABR, we were throw character by getting to the election, say, okay, you can't vote. No, constitution said, once you are 18, you must vote. There's nothing. You can't do nothing about it. You can't just bring any excuse to say that, okay, because even though you are 18 and because we are not able to create this district, so you can't vote, no. Anything I'm missing, incompetence. No? So the second grounds, no, say, okay, say incompetence.
Yes.
It shows that somebody who is not able to perform or do their work, which is imposed on them by the constitution. When you look at the time. So if you go through my petition, I've stated, say, it was a deliberate attempt because the EC and the whole of the EC, they are supposed to know. They are supposed to see this thing coming, that if we don't lay this ally in parliament for this long period of time, because all those things takes time, by the time it gets to the election, maybe these people will not have a district and they will not have a constituency to vote. So you are supposed to lay this ally a long time. But they not actually delayed. They delayed the process at a slow pace. They delayed, they waited in it wasn't the EC alone. The Attorney General too, I would say, is also part, because the AG is supposed to make some input and the EC, the two of them are supposed to come together, work on this thing and put it in parliament for it to mature before election day. They waited. The EC waited. The Attorney General waited. And they waited until the eve, on the eve of the election. Then you issued this communique saying that they cannot vote because they are not able to complete the process in parliament. So why didn't you do it long time? You have over 4 years to do this. Why didn't you do it? That is incompetence. You should know ahead. You should see the timing, that no, this timing is very, very bad. I have to do this thing before that time. They didn't. They waited. It was, that is why I was saying that it was deliberate. Because if you know that, say, something will happen if I don't do this thing on time, you do it on time, so that by the time the thing together, everything will be fine. But they didn't. They waited. They delayed. When you come to another ground.
Yes, access and, the bias. Yes. The fourth
when you come
ground.
To bias, we call something in law real likelihood of bias. Like, actually, say, if there's a perception that, okay, you belong to, let's say, an organization, or the way you talk, the way you do your things over time, the way, the pattern of your thinking, the pattern of your conduct, the way you have exhibited it over a long period of time, it is possible, say, you've already taken a stance. It's possible, say, your mind is already made up. So if they are to put you right now in a place whereby you're supposed to be neutral, in a sense that from your past conduct, it's likely, say, it to affect your judgment. Maybe I'm going to do so maybe I'll be a habit, I'll be a judge. Because in the past, and the way you talk, and the way you live, it portrays one line. Everybody will say, if they give you this position, the way you talk, it means you have a kind of biasness in you. So when you come under that, and you take Dr. Bosman, as how you say, before over EC chair, deputy, Ochonyoma or Facebook, Ochonyoma or Twitter, Ochonyoma or social media, and in those statements, Obeng say, or castigate NDC. And some of them that are put in the petition, he said, there will be a decline of the NDC. One of his posts, there will be a decline of the NDC. and there will be a decimation of the NDC. And he was even predicting that the 2024 election, NDC will be humbled again, and they will struggle to be competitive. So, what you know about Facebook, any Twitter, any normal sound, and to somebody like that who has made up his mind, like you see his line of thought and argument, then you bring such a person to come and help this institution, is more likely that the person will be biased. Do you understand? And even after he was even appointed a commissioner, so I've added that one, he was on media, he was on TV and radio and saying that NDC posed a threat to Ghana's democracy. You can't talk like that. It was something that he said and the whole country, people captured it and they castigate him, they talk a lot about him. So this one was after he was even, after Kwa Omwa appointing Kwa, still he was making a kind of statement which suggests that he is too bit partisan. So somebody like that, you don't put him in a place of being an arbiter. This is different from what she and this is different from what he and the chairperson they have done together. So when you come to Dr. Appiah Heneni, Nikki Square, Nikwane West, a program be or more program be or your friend is a radio station be, any TV station be, a tsunami. He Nini FM 95.1 is Sunyane. Onu Dr. Appiah Heneni, Peter Appiah Heneni, he was on that program. He identified himself as NPP communicator. And he was speaking on behalf of NPP, advancing argument on behalf of NPP, castigating the NDC, asking a lot of questions on the e-levy. No, that day they were discussing e-levy matter. He identified himself as an NPP person. And he was saying that if the NDC people think that if the NPP introduce the E-levy, it will make the fortunes of the NDC go higher. Why are we worried? Why is the NDC worried? And he mentioned a lot of programs like a free SHS policy, national health policy, the BAF system by before any normally. So he was making those comparative analysis. Say, if you compare the NDC from 1992 to NPP, what they have done, NPP is far ahead. So such a person who actually is a card-bearing member of NPP made it clear on air, on TV. Why do you appoint... Do you remember even this guy, Honorable Roxinda Fiamapo, the case is still in the Supreme Court because of his appointment. So why do you bring this person as a neutral person who is supposed to be an arbiter in a sense that supposed to be a judge who is supposed to be neutral? No, it is not possible. There's already bias over there. So I think that putting all these things together, I think that this is the right time. Somebody will say, why now? Like you said,
yes,
that,
yes.
If 2024. The 2024 elections was clear. So why now? You know, there's something that they say that it is better late than never. You know, the fact that it is wrong today is wrong tomorrow. We cannot just let it slide because, okay, let sleeping dogs slide. Like I said earlier, if we don't do it, if somebody don't do it now, and under Article 2, you and I, we are supposed to do something about something like this. When we realize that, especially when there's a provision in the Constitution that has been violated, and in this sense, we have Article 23, 46, 296 and 42, which has been violated. The Constitution under Article 2 provides that you and I will do something about it. If you realize that somebody is breaching this Constitution, constitutional provisions, we do something about it. And that is what I've done.
I see. But is the issue beyond forgiveness? And so on a more would way, there's some sort of political motivation.
There's no political motivation anywhere. I'm just a Ghanaian like you, a concerned citizen. I'll borrow these words from Professor Asari Azar, he said he always writes on Facebook and said that the sins of the EC in this Sal matter is cardinal sins. Cardinal sins, no, they are like sins that are very, very grievous. Let me say. So I can just equate these sins of the EC and their deputies to that of a cardinal sin, which is grievous. Yeah, of course, yes. If you are a Christian, you believe that there must be a forgiveness. But this one, I think, is beyond that, in a sense that if we don't do anything about it now, which I hope John Mahama will do something about it, if you don't do anything about it now, like I said, in the future, anybody who occupies that office can just get up and use his or her discretion and do something like this again in the future. So this is what exactly I'm trying to prevent from happening.
Right.
And I'm hoping and I'm believing that the president will act on it, send it to the CJ, so that the processes underlined in Article 146 will be followed.